wish on the line. We are so glad that we get to worship with you. And those at watch parties, woo-hoo! Come on, we're gonna worship together. In Psalms 100 it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, come into his courts with praise. And I thought, what better way? Let's take some time out and tell our neighbors what we are thankful for over this season that God has done. Come on, let's praise together.
Search me out and now I'm caught up in your grace. I heard my name across the ocean. You pulled me closer, the current changed. You showed me life, a new horizon, a silver lining, a brand new day. And I'm like, ooh, I can't find the words to say.
Fame.
we sing His face.
His face shines brighter than the sun. His grace as boundless as His love. He
we serve. He hasn't ran out of miracles. He hasn't lost His power. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't stopped responding. He hasn't ended His reign. He hasn't stopped building His church. Hear me, voice, we serve.
to our Church on the Line service. So good to have you. I don't know where you may be joining us from. Maybe you're listening to us on the radio or on our YouTube channel. Maybe you've joined one of our watch parties across the country. Wherever you may find yourself this morning, you're so welcome. And we're so happy that you could join us. We hope that you enjoyed your time in worship. How beautiful was that worship, that lovely song, No Other Name. So we'd love to just declare that over your situation and wherever you may find yourself today watching this service. No other name but Jesus. Amen. So, hey church, as we gather, as we listen to this message, what we love to do is we like to start our services with praise reports and prayer requests. And so right now, I'd love to read some of the praise reports that have come in from you, people in our church that join us for our online services. Firstly, from Dean in Century City, massive shout out to you, Dean, and everyone in our Century City location. Dean says, I would like to thank God for always being my spirit of guidance, healing and support. God has taken me through a path where I was lost and doing things the wrong way. I'm praising God for my new job, which I have, which has changed my entire life. We're standing with you. We are so happy for you. What a beautiful praise report. Amy in Century City again says, I got into my honors for psychology and I thought it was impossible. Who knows that nothing's impossible with God? What a beautiful praise report, Amy. Thank you for that. And then Carla in Centurion is thanking, she's saying, I'm so grateful for my Centurion family and for the beautiful Holy Spirit course, which we just all completed together. We are happy with you, Caroline. We're so happy that you took this time to learn more about the Holy Spirit and to build community with Him. But hey, right now, wherever you may be, if you're listening to us, or if you're on the line or at a praise party, you may have a prayer request in your heart. There may be something that you would love for us as a church family to stand alongside in prayer with you. And right now, there's some prayer requests that come over the screen as well. And what I'd love for us to do, if you're comfortable wherever you're at, why don't you stretch out your hand? Let's pray together. Father God, Holy Spirit, right now, you are everywhere with every person that is joining and that hears my voice. Lord, we thank you in advance for what it is that you're about to do in people's lives, Lord, that trust you and is faithful with their lives. Father God, we know that you are healing and you are provision and you go before us. And so right now, Lord, we lift up these prayer requests before you. May they become praise reports and an honor to you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that every single person that reaches out to you, Lord, that you're listening to them and that you'll be there with them. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. And an incredible church says, amen and amen. Hey, if you have a praise report after this, why don't you let us know? Why don't you send it in to us and let our team know? So right now, church, I'd love to introduce you to an incredible, credible leader that's right here in our Bromfontein location. He's an incredible pastor, Pastor Sihle Dediza. But before I do that, I'd like to remind you that our Heart for the House season is still open. So if you'd like to still give towards our Heart for the House offering, please feel free to do so. And please remember to mark your giving, Heart for the House. Before I call up our beautiful Pastor Sihle Dediza, I would like to tell you that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my family today. I'm grateful for Pastor Smiley, who's going to bring the offering today, and for the blessing that is in our life. I bet you're also grateful to someone. Why don't you take the following 30 seconds, our gratitude gap? Why don't you message someone or tell someone, hey, I'm grateful for you. Let's give it a go.
Presents,
but it's even better getting them out.
That's right, Jude. Giving presents is awesome. Did you know that since lockdown, we have been able to bless many families through our Love on the Line campaign? We've given out over 1 million meals and helped over 60,000 families. Now, we're putting love in a box. Let's share the gift of love and help Christmas to be special for everybody. By donating 100 Rand, you can gift a family in need a box of love filled with loads of Christmas food and treats to enjoy together. Tell us how we can help, Jude.
Visit our website.
Website. Like YouTube is a website.
Visit our website.
Close enough. Visit our website today.
Hey, hope you took advantage of that gratitude gap. And if you're at our watch parties, hope you maximize that time just to meet someone, encourage them. But right now, we're just going to get around our tithes and offerings. And I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 9:7. And it says, "You must decide in your heart how much to give. And do not give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a cheerful giver." Here's the thing. It's not always easy being a cheerful giver. Man, I remember back in the days in high school when it came around break time and maybe you didn't have anything to eat and you had that one friend who would have a packet of chips. But you know that guy that whenever you ask for chips, that he would hold the bottom of the chip packet so that you couldn't maximize your hand and take all the chips that you want to. And I don't know about you, but for me, that doesn't necessarily communicate somebody who is a cheerful giver. Actually, communicate someone who is a little bit reluctant. But then you'd always also have someone who you'd ask, maybe you didn't have anything, and they would give freely with an open hand. And I pray, church, today that we become those type of people who we see our resources, we see the needs of the community, we see our vision and where we want to go, and we say, hey, use what you can, take it and use it, and we can be those people who give towards that need. All right, so if you do want to join us in this privilege of giving today, there's a couple of ways that are going to come up online, whether it's via SnapScan, EFT, you can press the giving button as well, or you can give on our website if you're at one of our watch parties. But come on, why don't we take some time just to pray around our giving. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give back and sow into your kingdom. Father God, we pray that you take the seed, Father God, you take what we can bring to you and you multiply it. In your name, Jesus, do what only you can do. And we thank you and we pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, and everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Hey, right now, church, we're going to go to my favorite part of our service, and it is the Word of God. So wherever you are, we have an honoring culture here at Hillsong. So why don't you jump up on your feet, grab a notepad and a pen, because this is going to be good, and we're going to be hearing the Word of God. So be blessed.
Well, good morning, church. So awesome to be with you this morning, and what a great service we're having already. And I believe it's going to get even better. But I want to say today that I'm really honored. It's always an honor to bring the Word of God. And I'm really believing today that as I speak the Word of God, that something is going to come alive in your heart again. Your eyes are going to be open, that God is going to do something new and fresh. And this is going to be a really, really significant word for our church. So are you ready for that? Amen. Let me pray and then we can take our seats. So, Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you that it is always alive. It is active. It is powerful. It's always working. And Lord, today I pray for every single person under the sound of my voice, whether we are in a watch party or whether we are online today or whether we are on radio today or in a group today, wherever we find ourselves, Lord, I pray that our hearts would be open. Lord, that our ears would be open. Lord, that we would hear what you want to say to us today. Bless your church today in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. You can high five a few people around you and take your seat. So good. Tell your neighbor, so good. So good. Well, like I said, wherever you are today, we're just so grateful that you're with us. And I'm going to speak a message. I actually shared this message in February when we had our first sisterhood. And I really felt like God say, tell the girls these few things. And so I felt like it was a word from God. And we're February, now we're in, what are we in now, November? And I still actually believe this word is for our church this year. So I wanted to speak it to all of us today. And so I really pray that it encourages you. I'm going to start today by reading a quote. So have a listen to this. It's really powerful. And it says this: one man awake awakens another. The second awakens his next door neighbor. The three awake can rouse a town and turn the whole place upside down. And many awake can raise such a fuss that it finally awakens the rest of us. Come on, how awesome is that? Do you know, I've called my message today, I couldn't decide, so I called it two things. I called it turning the world upside down or living fully awake. So you can decide which one. I want to live fully awake and turn the world upside down. Is anybody with me on that? And do you know, these are really, really interesting days, church, aren't they? They're interesting days. It's an interesting year, to say the least. It's been, an indescribable, crazy, interesting, wild, completely out of the box year. There is no time like now for the church and for true Christians to live not falling asleep spiritually, but to live fully awake. I believe with all of my heart, even still, that God has called us as Christians, as a church, to turn this world upside down. I believe that is the mission and the mandate for all of us. You know, the funny thing with sleep, with falling asleep, is you do not know that you are asleep until you've woken up. You know, it's like you take a nap at 3 o'clock in the day and you think, I'll just sleep for half an hour. Then next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock and you're like, I've slept for hours, but you don't know you've slept until you're awake. And I actually believe today, church, that God is going to wake us up. Our eyes are going to be open. Our heart is going to open again. And it's like, you know, there's levels of sleep. You can go to the mild level of sleep or the, you know, they call it all the different levels of sleep. But I pray today that God is going to not let us be in a REM sleep even, or a deep sleep, but God is going to fully wake us up and our eyes are going to be open. Because how tragic would it be, church? I've got a few pictures I want to show you. How tragic would it be if you're like living your life and you're on the job, just like this picture here, but you're actually on the job, but you're falling asleep? How sad would that be if that is your portion and that is how we live our life? God has got so much more for us. Or how bad would it be if you're pretending to do the job, but you're actually falling asleep? Or how bad would it be if you're overwhelmed by life? And isn't this the truth? Because why do you go to sleep? You go to sleep because you get tired or you get sick or you get overwhelmed. There are reasons that you go to sleep. But how sad would it be if we lived overwhelmed by life that we fall asleep? Or maybe you get so tired or so exhausted in life that you walk through life and you're there, but you keep nodding off. Or you get so comfortable. You know about that one. You get cozy on that lounge. You watch your favorite TV show or your movie. And you know what? You're just cozied on in there. You're not called to live such a comfortable life that you just snuggle up on a lounge with a big blanket and a pillow for the rest of your days. I believe, church, that God has got so much more for us. And I believe today, wherever you find yourself positioned in this message, if you're like wide awake or you're middle awake or you're very, very asleep, I believe wherever you are, God wants to ignite something new and fresh in our hearts. Amen. So let me read you this awesome scripture. It's in Ephesians chapter 5 and it says this: wake up from your sleep, climb out of your coffins, and Christ will show you the light. So watch your step, use your head, make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Come on, church. I pray that we will wake up from our sleep and we will see the light today and we'll march forward into everything that Jesus has for us. So I want to speak to us today about three ways. Everybody say three ways. Three ways, I believe, to live fully awake. Are you ready? Number one, I believe number one way to live fully awake is number one is to activate the awe of God. Do you know God is awesome? And you know, we tell people, you're awesome, or did you know you're awesome? I think it's the most used word in our church. Today is going to be awesome. God is going to move. It's awesome. This is the best word. It's so awesome. But you know what? That word awe, it's a really amazing word. If we can activate again our awe of God, because it's so easy to get familiar with God. And you know, at the end, it was the beginning of 2020, but when we could still travel, we actually went over to our Hillsong Church in Norway. And what an amazing time. And we just took a couple of days at the snow. And we're coming back. We'd finished our time at the snow. We got onto the bus to drive back. And as we're driving back from the snow, I looked out the window and I saw this cloud. I'm going to put a picture up on the screen. But as I was looking out my window and I saw this cloud, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that cloud. And my daughter Bella, she's like, Mom, look at the cloud. I said, I know, it's amazing. And then I got up and I ran to the front of the bus and I started taking photos. And I said to the bus driver, I said, this is an amazing, amazing cloud. It's amazing sky. It's beautiful. He said, yes. He goes, it's very, very rare. And he said, I said, what's it called? He said, it's called a nacreous cloud. And as I looked at this nacreous cloud, when we finished the bus drive, I looked it up and they say that the nacreous cloud only comes out very rarely, as he said. It only comes out in the winter stratospheres and it always comes out at 60,000 feet above sea level in the freezing cold climates. And, you know, it might not be a big deal to you today, but as I saw that cloud, it was almost like God reminded me and he said, Lucinda, I'm actually really, really powerful. I'm actually to be held in awesome wonder. It was like, I get emotional, but it was like he was just reminding me that he was God and he was the creator and he was in control. And I want to remind you today of just how awesome he is. And even yesterday in my quiet time, as I was preparing for today, I read this verse in Romans 1, and it says this, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." Okay, how amazing is that? If you ever doubt, is God real? Or what are we all doing here? Do you ever wonder that? I sometimes wonder. And do you know what? I usually take a step outside and I look up. And I look heavenward and I look at the sky and I look at the beautiful place that we get blessed to live in. It's the promised land of Africa. And just reminding you, I look at the mountains and the ocean and the sea and the land and the beauty and I'm reminded that that is the visible image of an invisible God. And, you know, I just want to remind you today that our God is awesome, just like that nacreous cloud. God reminds us today, and I think he wants to remind you today, to stand in awe of who he is. Everyone say awe. A-W-E. Not a word we often say. But the word awe means this, a feeling of reverential respect, deep, deep respect, mixed with fear and wonder. Do you know, church, today, I want to encourage your heart. Can we view God in this way? With that deep respect of that fear and that wonder. We don't come to God again, oh yeah, let's see what happens and let's see who brings some kind of word. But let's today, let God open our hearts again to stand in awe of who he is and to look at him differently with fear and wonder. Because I think it's so easy to get familiar with God. It's so easy just to have him as your buddy and as your friend. But he's also your savior and your Lord. And he's also to be feared. And even I know we had an earthquake just the other week in our country. And I talked to someone the next day and they said, did you feel the earthquake? I was so disappointed because I didn't feel the earthquake. I'm praying for another earthquake, but that everyone will be safe, but that I will feel it. Because this person said to me, I felt the earthquake and I was reminded that we are actually no one compared to God. He is in complete control. And I thought to myself, that is the truth. God is in complete control. Even in this crazy corona year, with all the madness, God is in control. It's easy to think God has lost control, but God is in control. He knew this was going to happen and he knows what's going to happen in the future. And do you know what? I think he wants to remind us to stand in deep reverential respect of fear and wonder of who he is again. You know, let me read you this beautiful scripture in Psalm 33. It says this, "The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundary. And he locked the oceans in their vast reservoir. Let the whole world fear the Lord and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began and it appeared at his command. How amazing is that? God just had to speak and it was. I love the one that he says, I set a boundary around the ocean. I love going to read my Bible by the ocean and I look at the ocean. I'm like, man, isn't that amazing that God only lets it go so far? Unless, of course, there's a tsunami and then God's in control, even in those moments. But he sets a boundary nonetheless. Look at this scripture in Psalm 19. It says, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. How amazing is that, church? They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. And he bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run his race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and we follow its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. Do you know, you read these passages and you're reminded, man, we serve an awesome God. And I want to remind you today, he's not a dead God. He isn't alive. He is well. He is ever present. He is with you today. If you are facing challenges today, you can just be reminded that your God knows and that he's not far from any one of us. And that today, my friend, is very, very good news. You know, the Bible talks about Jesus as two things, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the lamb that was led to the slaughter. And I think what can happen in the world, I'll put a picture up on the screen. It's like the lion and the lamb. But I think some people can think of God as the angry lion who's out to get them. Or they can think of God as the gracious, merciful, kind God who covers everything so we can do whatever we like. But do you know what I want to say? I think if we can get the balance, it's like I think the word is a dichotomy. I think if we can get this balance right, that he is lion and he is to be revered and he is to be remembered how awesome he is. But he's also lamb. He's full of grace and mercy and he died for you and I. He is to be revered, but he is full of grace and mercy. He's not just full of grace and mercy. He's also to be feared, but he's not just to be feared. He's also full of grace and mercy. And church, I pray today that that picture, that image, I pray that it captures something in your heart, that you serve an awesome God who's full of grace and mercy. So whatever you need him to cover today, he covers it, but he's also to be feared. And if you fear him, you'll know that he's full of grace and mercy and he will carry me. I pray that that image becomes a greater reality for us. Because church, I believe if we can stand in awe of God, really in awe of who he is, you know, that's where the church began. It says that the apostles were all together in one place, full of awe and wonder. And then the church was born. I believe what gets birthed out of awe and gets birthed out of wonder is very powerful. Familiarity doesn't birth anything. Familiarity doesn't birth anything. Becoming so comfortable with someone doesn't birth anything. But honour and esteem and awe and reverence and respect and fear and wonder always births something. So I think if we're going to live fully awake, we've got to activate again the awe of God. So even wherever you are today, even if you just take one moment, 1 minute, not long, just close your eyes. Whatever space you're in, if you're listening on radio or if you're in an online experience or watch party or group, just close your eyes. And just today, wherever you are, let the presence of God be your portion today. Let it remind you today of just how awesome our God, our Creator, our loving Father, our Lion and our Lamb is. Amen. How good is it to be still? And you know what? It's so good to be still and remember he is awesome. So if we're going to live fully awake, you've got to activate the awe. The second thing I believe if we're going to be fully awake is we've got to activate the all things are possible spirit. Can you say that? All things are possible. Because I know as a child, if I got excited about something, you know, if my family was having a party or if there's something going on or you were going away or you're going on a holiday, you couldn't sleep. And you couldn't sleep because you were excited. And I think so many Christians are falling asleep because they've lost their excitement, because they've forgotten that we serve a God where all things are possible. You need to shout that out today. All things are possible. Because you fall asleep when you lose your excitement. You fall asleep when you forget who you're serving. You fall asleep when you think, oh, just another Bible verse. But you know what? If you remember, no way, Jose. We serve a God where all things are possible. And I remember I had my first baby, Abby Grace Stooley is her name. She just turned 21. She's absolutely awesome. But I remember the day I brought her home from hospital and I looked at her and I thought, what do I do? What must I do? How do I get this child to sleep? You know, the only way I could get her to sleep was to play her a song. And the song that I would play her, I'm telling you, I would play it about 1,000 times, is a song called All Things Are Possible. I'm going to play you 15 seconds of it. So have a listen to this song. It is awesome. All things are possible. It goes, your praise is always on my lips. And I don't know the rest of the words. But you know, that was the only song that could actually get her to sleep, is all things are possible. I remember getting it in my spirit. I remember it always in the years that were ahead. I always thought that's so funny that that was the only song, but it got inside of me. All things are possible. And I want to remind our church today that all things are possible. You know, we've had a scripture as a church, and I believe it's been like a bit of, you know, you have your, what do you call it, scriptures that identify you, and it's been Ephesians 3:20, and it says this, God can do anything, you know. Can you shout that out with me? 1, 2, 3. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. God can do anything. Do you know what? I want to remind you, church, today, that God can do anything. You don't serve a God who can't do anything. You serve a God who can do anything. And do you know, what is it that you need today? What is it that you're trusting for today? Do you need a miracle today? I want to encourage you, don't bring your faith down to the level of your circumstance, but lift your faith to the level of God's word. And his word says that he can do anything. We serve a God where all, not some, all things are possible. And I want to encourage you with that scripture. I believe there's a new era we're entering into as a church. And it's in Exodus chapter 34. And it says this, the Lord replied, listen, I am making a covenant with you today, Hillsong Church Africa, in the presence of your people. I will perform miracles that have never been performed anywhere in the earth or in any nation. Come on, this is our promise. This is the truth for Africa. Africa, it's not poor Africa. Everybody's forgotten about Africa. You know what? I believe this is our covenant, that God is going to perform miracles that have never been seen, because he wants to wake us up and he wants to remind us, life with Jesus is not boring. Real true life with Jesus is not average or ordinary, but real life with Jesus is actually very, very exciting. Why is it exciting? Because you believe all things are possible. You believe that yes, as a church, we can build a church to build a nation. You believe that. You believe as a church that we could go into 50 cities and build churches that are going to bring glory to God. You believe that we could go into the highways and the byways and we could bring salvation and healing and answers. You believe that even at the word of God, you can speak it forth and people can find hope and healing. Come on, we serve a God where all things are possible. Activate that spirit again today. It will wake you up. It will excite you. It will put joy in your heart. And do you know, how do you do that? How do you activate that? I just want to tell you practically a couple of things. I want to say this. How do you do that? How do you activate that all things are possible? Well, you got to stir your faith. You know what it says? Stir up the gift of God that is within you. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. Do you know that word, stir up the gift of God, it actually means stir up the miraculous power that is lying dormant on the inside of you. And do you know, church, sometimes you've got to stir it up. How do you stir it up? Well, you go for a walk. You talk to God. You say, I'm not going to become boring, a boring Christian. I'm going to have an all things are possible spirit. I'm going to let that thing inside of me, that miraculous power, stir it up. Then you practice when you hear people need miracles. Say, let me pray for you. I believe God is going to do something. Not weird, but really normal. But come on, we stir our faith. How else do you activate that all things are possible? Well, you keep on praying. You keep on trusting. See, it says, I love the scripture in Psalms 121, it says, I look to the mountains. But where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Just remember, church, our help comes from the Lord. Keep praying. Keep asking. Keep requesting. The fervent, the effective prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Don't forget to pray. It will stir something. It will stir the all things are possible spirit. Stay in the Word, because the Word of God is my favorite. It is living and it is active. It is not dead and dormant. It is living. It is active. It is powerful. It is sharper than anything you can imagine. Every time you read it, it actually starts to stir that all things are possible spirit on the inside of you. How else do you stir that all things are possible? Well, I believe that you discipline yourself with the right thoughts. See, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be an all things are possible, crazy, fully awake Christian? Well, as a man thinks in his heart, what are you thinking about? What are you meditating? What are you pondering? What are you rehearsing? What are you going over? Because if you think the right thoughts, you be the right person. How else do you activate it? Well, I believe you activate it with the right declarations. You know, the power of life and death is in the tongue, that tongue of ours. It has power to bring life and power to bring death. Our declarations will determine our destiny. And so I want to encourage us, church, keep declaring the right things into the atmosphere. How else do you activate that all things are possible? Well, I believe you continue to walk out your freedom. Because in Ephesians 1, it says this, that Jesus is so rich in kindness and grace. You know, the lion, the lamb, so rich in kindness and grace that he's purchased our freedom. If he's purchased our freedom, we don't have to live bound forever. That's why I've been loving my husband's last 3 weeks on pain and overcoming. What is he teaching us? He's teaching us how to outwork our freedom. And do you know what? I want to encourage us, continue to stir your faith, to pray, to stay in the Word, to believe right about yourself, to speak the right declarations, to keep walking out your freedom and keep trusting that you're going to activate the all things are possible spirit. And my final activation for today is activate, if we're going to be fully awake, you've got to activate the right alignments. An alignment is this, an alignment is an arrangement in which two or more things are positioned in a straight line or parallel to each other. I want to show you a picture of what that looks like. It's like this piece in the puzzle, jigsaw puzzle. It's getting aligned as it goes into place. Then you have a picture of the aeroplanes flying together. They're aligned together. Imagine if one in the middle just decided to go off to the side. The alignment's going to be messed. Or you've got your birds that fly together. This is alignment. And do you know, church, I believe with all my heart, alignment is absolutely crucial to living a fully awake life. Four things to align. Number one, always align your heart. Always align your heart. Out of your heart flows all the issues of life. And Psalm, I love what the psalmist prays in Psalm 139. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. What's he saying? Search my heart, align my heart again, align my heart. I don't know about you, but I'm aligning my heart pretty much every single day and sometimes several times a day, because our heart is so crucial in living a fully awake, God-fearing, awe and wonder kind of life. The second thing to keep aligning is keep aligning to the house of God. And at this time, it's really easy to listen to the latest podcast and click into everybody else's church. Is that wrong? Well, maybe not. But I do want to say as well, what I think is greater is aligning to your house, aligning to where you're taught, aligning to your people, aligning to your connect group, aligning to your pastors. I believe something powerful is in being planted. Like Psalm 92 says, those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. Keep aligning to your house. The third thing to keep aligning to is keep aligning to the right people you hang out with. Because I think you show me your friends, I show you your future. Who you spend your time with is very, very important. Proverbs 13, it says this, if you walk with the wise, you become wise. If you walk with fools, you become foolish. I think keep aligning who you hang out with. And the fourth alignment, I think, is this, keep aligning to helping others. Align your heart, align to the house, align to who you hang out with, and align to helping others. And I leave you with this thought today from John 1. It says, the word of God became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. And we saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like father, like son, generous inside and out, through true from start to finish. The word of God became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. What does that mean? It means you and I, if we're fully awake, one man awakens another. One man awakens another. And he says, the second awakens his next door neighbor. And three awake can rouse a town and turn the whole place upside down. And many awake can raise such a fuss that it finally awakens the rest of us. Come on, church. If we want to live fully awake, I believe we've got to activate the awe of God, activate the all things are possible, and activate the right alignments. And our life will move into the neighborhoods and we'll awaken those around us. If you believe it today, shout amen. Amen. Well, church, I wonder if you could just stand to your feet wherever you are. I would just love to conclude today by saying a prayer for you. And I wonder if you've heard the word today. I hope it's encouraged you. I hope it's blessed you. I hope you took notes. You can go over it in the week. But I want to pray for one group of people, or maybe two. But I want to pray for people today that maybe have never asked Jesus to come into their life. You've never made your peace with God, but you say, no, today's my day. Today is my day. And I want to live fully awake. I want to live fully alive. I want to fulfill all that God has for me. I would love to pray for people like that. And so if that is you today, if you say, Lucinda, could you pray for me? You can just lift up your hand or open up your heart, but I'd love to include you in this prayer today. So let's say this together. Dear Lord Jesus, today is my day. I open up my heart, big and wide, and I ask you to come in. Forgive me of the past. Wash me clean. Let today be the beginning of a whole new adventure of serving Jesus. I want to be a Christian. I want to live fully awake. I want to follow after you. I want to impact the world around me. Have your way in and through me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, we give you a hand wherever you are today. That is amazing. And I'm going to finish up now, but I do want to say, if that message blessed you and you're like, man, I'm living fully awake, I'm stepping into a new zone, just kind of like lift your hand. If you're online, just lift your hand. If you're on radio, just get excited, jump up and down, I don't know, do something. Can I pray for you? And then I'm finished. Okay, Lord, you see us today, your church. Lord, I pray that you would ignite something in us, a new fire, a new zeal, a new life, a new vibrancy. The Father, we would activate our awe, we'd stand in awe of you, we'd activate our all things are possible spirit, we'd make the right alignments and we'd step into the future. Lord, like never ever before, in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Absolutely love you, church. You guys are amazing. I'm going to hand back to Renee and she's going to conclude the service. God bless.
Wow, what a beautiful message that was. I hope that you were just as blessed by it as I was, and wherever you may be right now, if you have responded to that message or you've made a decision to follow Jesus, then we would like to assist you in that. We'd like to encourage you to go to our website, hillsongafrica.com, or click on the button below where we can just assist you in your next steps. Our team would love to send you a 21-day guide, which is just a little guide that we'd like to give to you as a gift from us to help you through the next season. It's a 21-day booklet that you can read every morning with coffee. It's available in Xhosa, Zulu, English, Swahili, and Afrikaans. So please feel free to just get in contact with us so that we can make sure that we can minister to you. If you're somewhere at a watch party right now and you've made that decision for Jesus, that's amazing. Our team is all around you right now. If you look right now, you'll see people in yellow jackets. So please feel free to go and approach them. They are here to serve you. And we just want to make sure that you can take the next step. If you're wondering what that is, if you maybe made a decision now for Jesus, or you have been part of our church and you don't know what the next step is, can I encourage you? Why don't you join a group? We believe that we learn in rows, but we grow in circles. And what that means is that if we get together as Christians and we have communion and we have groups, then we can grow together and walk together. And so if you're not part of a group, I would genuinely love to encourage you. Go to our HillsongAfrica.com website. Have a look about groups in your area. See where you can join. I know that for me, my group changed my life in such an incredible way through every season. So love to encourage you. Find a group, find your people, make sure that you don't do life on your own, because we're not designed to do life on our own. So we'd love for you to just become part of the community. Even in a time such as this, where we don't gather like we used to, don't be alone. We're here for you and we want to do life together. Is that good, everyone online? Hope you had an amazing, amazing experience. And so before we go, I'd love to tell you about a couple of things that's coming up in church. Firstly, next Sunday, we're having an incredible anointing service, the 6th of December. So please go to the website, go see where people will be gathering in your area, join a watch party. Please RSVP for that online. If we're not gathering like we used to, we're still gathering. So go and click online, reserve your spot, and make sure that you join our anointing service. It's such a special service. I know for me and my family, we love to come to the anointing service and just set ourselves up for the next year. Then it's December time almost, which means it's Christmas time. So we're so, so excited at Hillsong South Africa. Christmas is a big deal because it's the time of the year that we actually get to bless people. So this year we have a Love in the Box project, which is amazing. I'm not sure if you know, but during lockdown, we have handed out over 1 million meals to people. So you can help and be a part of that. We've handed out to more than 60,000 families food parcels and assistance. So for 100 Rand, you can actually sponsor a Love in the Box package. So why don't you hop online, go check that out, and make sure that you can also give. And then lastly, we're very excited about our Christmas spectacular this year, which will be showing in Stad Kinico Cinemas. So please keep a lookout for that. Follow us on social media, hop online to get the details, and go and reserve and book your tickets at Stad Kinico, and make sure you take everyone in your world. We hope that you had an incredible, incredible time with us today. We genuinely loved spending time with you. And we hope you have a blessed time further.
Well, everybody, we've got great, great things happening in 2021. And one of those, well, two of them, is our, what was called our Hillsong internship, is now going to be our Hillsong gap year. So you can give 1 year of your life to serving in church, to growing, to developing. It's still an internship. We've just changed the name and we're really excited about it. Maybe you want to check it out. Maybe you're considering, what am I going to do in 2021? Well, maybe, you know, the gap year program is for you. We have so many amazing interns who have been part of this program over the years and who are doing phenomenal things now and have been, you know, stretched, grown, learned so much through the experience. The second thing, which we've already mentioned, but we are launching in 2021, is Hillsong College Africa. And we couldn't be more excited about that. What a significant, significant milestone this is for us. Now, 2021, we are launching it as a virtual college. So you can do college, but you can do it online. You'll still be connected into who we are as a church. And if you want to know more, you want to check that out, there's all the website there on the screen right now to check out all the details for the Hillsong Gap Year Bible College, which is where you will grow and develop as a leader, understanding the Word of God, understanding what it means to serve God in ministry. It's exciting, right?
Yes, that's super exciting. And I just want to say, maybe you are thinking of doing a gap year, and what no better thing really than to give 1 year of your life to serving the Lord Jesus and to building His church. And I do believe with all of my heart, if you sow time into building God's house, I believe what you will reap out of that will be absolutely eternal and very, very significant for the years ahead. And so if that's you, why don't you do something radical? Maybe you're just a little bit bored and you're like, man, I need to do something radical with my life. Well, why not look at doing a year of your life in building the church or doing a diploma and doing the virtual college? Absolutely going to be amazing. And I believe what God is going to do through these courses and through college here, it's going to raise up generations of leaders. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So really pray if that's for you, you can check out the website, all the details are on there, and find out more information, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. So God bless.
Well, thank you, Pastors Phil and Lucinda. We couldn't be more excited about all that's coming up in 2021. Hillsong Africa Gap Year and Hillsong Africa Virtual College. It's going to be a year to remember. And just wanted to just reach out to everyone. There's been such a lot of interest about our virtual college starting in 2021. And it's going to be honestly the best investment you could make into your future in ministry. We are offering a course in pastoral leadership or in worship music. So if you feel that call of God on your life, into ministry in that way, then virtual college is the perfect option for you. Many of you, hundreds of you, in fact, have expressed interest in our college, and we are gathering your information, and we're going to be sending you out an email shortly about an information night that we'll be hosting to answer all of your questions. So excited to have some of our Sydney teams going to be joining us on that Zoom call, and we'll be able to answer any questions you may have to see if virtual college is the next best step for you. And Gap Year, oh my gosh, I've been a part of what we've been doing. It was internship program. We started it in 2012. It's seen God do so many miracles in the lives of young men and women. Now that it's going to be Hillsong Africa Gap Year, it's going to be absolutely incredible. And Dion, why don't you tell us about a little bit what that's going to look like?
Yeah, so whether you are a Gap Year student or whether you are a college student, we're actually going to be doing life together. Yeah. So what that's going to look like is midweek, Gap Year college students, we're going to come together at our different locations across South Africa. We're going to learn together. We're going to grow together. We're going to serve together. And we're just really going to build community in that way. So regardless of where you feel plugged in, whether it's college, whether it's Gap Year, we are going to have a community for you. And we're really going to build church together. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're considering virtual college, you might think, oh, am I just going to do this whole year online? No. As Dion said, we're going to have student life on campus at our locations, and you're going to grow together and be ministered to and be pastored and be developed. And it's just going to be absolutely incredible. And so we really pray that God's been speaking to you today throughout the service. And hey, whatever God has for you in 2021, we know it's exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask, think, or imagine. But if you feel like Hillsong Gap Year is for you, or virtual college, we would love to welcome you in 2021. And so you can simply go onto our website right now, hillsong.co.za. You can click on Hillsong Gap Year for all the information about giving a year of your life to build God's house, or you can click on virtual college to express your interest, and we will be in touch with you very soon. And yeah, we love you, and we hope to see you in 2021.
That's right. See you there.